Today's FanLUN Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, is putting you in the center of this weekend's title fight with 101 odds on either fighter landing a punch during the fight. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100. That's code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Long time listener.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
When will Tennessee's administration get on their knees and look to me for an answer?
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Make noise. Make more noise to your administration. It is time to rebel. I, God, have your back, Tennessee fans.
This is so uncomfortable.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
God, why are you calling this show?
Because I care. You're good people.
Thank you, God. All these media people keep acting like we're the devil. You know the devil. We're not him.
They're all in Gainesville. Anyway, thanks for the time today. Love the show. Again, longtime listener.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
John Curry is an atheist.
Hour two kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Guess we should talk a little bit more J.J. Watt, right? So we didn't really talk about this before the break, but he tweeted out his own source. He tweeted out the picture. He was repping the Cardinals T-shirt, John, and the workout video, looking all tough, looking all mean, ready to carry Arizona to the playoffs. Man.
So I'm so glad he's not a Titan.
Oh, whatever. No, you Titans fans were vouching for him.
Not me.
I think you even wanted him a little bit.
Find it. There was no part of me. There was no part of me that wanted J.J. Watt. He's a fraud. Just look at the stage picture. Source me. I'm going to look mean for the camera. I'm going to pretend like I don't know the camera's right here. I'm taking out this picture myself, but I'm staring straight ahead. I'm going to pretend like I didn't do this as a photo op, and the camera's not right in my face on a timer, or that I have a photographer here. I'm tough. I'm J.J. Watt.
He is a tough guy.
Take pictures of timers. Sometimes you got to.
Right.
I mean, it's fine. You just smile. You're looking at the camera. I mean, we know we know you're not actually like middle of the workout. Source me. What a loser.
With his toboggan on working
out. Oh, yeah. Okay, I see the picture now.
Well, I mean, maybe the gym's outdoor. Maybe it's cold. I don't work out with anything on my head, though. But I do wear toboggans a lot, but I don't work out with anything on my head. I can't understand how people work out with hats and stuff. It drives me crazy.
Really?
Seeing people like in the gym.
Yeah,
with hats,
really.
So I'm like, how are you doing that?
I can't wear hats
I
anyway.
I always have
but...
to wear a hat. I don't know. I'm weird.
You have to wear a hat?
When you work out?
I just wear one, yeah. I like wearing one. I don't know.
Like when you go run, you wear a hat?
Oh, yeah.
A hat?
Absolutely, yeah.
I could see that you're running. Keep the sun out of
your
eyes.
People used to think I was super weird.
Like a cap?
I wear like a ball cap kind of thing. Or people used to be think I was really weird in high school because
when
I ran track, I always, yeah, I know. I always wore a beanie. Like no matter how hot it was, I always had my Tennessee beanie on running around the track at the track workouts.
That does seem weird.
Yeah.
But you were the
my
guy
thing.
That, you were the guy that made the case for if you're sweating to put on an extra jacket last week.
Yeah.
Sorry, I want to cover up my sweat stains.
Makes sense.
And it checks out.
Right.
Congratulations to J.J. Watt, though. He got paid, and
he went
from 4-12 with the Texans to 6-10 with the Cardinals next year. So good for him.
Hey,
two extra wins.
Yeah. Two-year deal, $31 million with $23 million guaranteed. So went for the money, like you said. Went for the money. Cardinals, what kind of push does this put them at?
Did you hear what I said? From 4-12 the Texans to 6-10 with the Cardinals.
They went 7-9,
I think.
And
they're going to go 6-10 next year.
You really think this isn't going to be a positive move for this team? Stink. They almost made the playoffs.
I mean,
They were in the playoffs for like the whole season.
Cowboys
blew it at the end.
Playoffs.
You could probably blame Kyler Murray's injury for the reason they weren't in, right?
Kyler Murray.
Right? Actually, went 8-8. They went 8-8. They were 8-6.
What are you talking about injury? When did he get injured?
He had some shoulder issues.
Oh, okay.
He didn't even do anything the last game. Remember, he was out.
Well, because they were eliminated from the playoffs, weren't they? Or did
not,
they lose last
no,
week?
Not
to
the, not week.
The
yeah, they lost week 17 to get eliminated.
Hmm.
Who did they lose to the last week?
Rams.
Hmm.
Are you sure that they still had a chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, because if they would have won,
then Chicago would have been out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, because both teams went 8-8.
Okay.
That's why Aaron Rodgers played last week for the one seed, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he played. He threw 11 passes, and he had Chris Strievler coming in trying to get him to the playoffs. Like, come on.
He threw 11 passes in the game and went out?
Yep.
That's weird. Or did he come in late?
Maybe came back in, actually. Yeah, I think you're right. Because he did start the game, though, and then went out and then tried to come back in. It was too much.
I mean, after their bye week last year, they went from 5-2 to 8-8. They went 3-6 down the stretch to the last nine games.
Needed a pass rusher, man. Chandler Jones, our best pass rusher, he was hurt right in that middle point of the season.
Yep, bringing in an aging, often hurt J.J. Watt's definitely going to fix that issue. Great point by them.
A little surprised by this. Buffalo, Green Bay, I mean, all these other teams.
He wanted the money.
Yeah, I guess so.
He wanted the money.
Him and D-Hop, him and Hopkins. Like I said, they're going to be talking bad about O'Brien, I guess, sitting there having some powwows.
Plus, I mean, Arizona's nice weather.
Do you really buy the nice weather as a free agency does? Yeah, a lot of places have nice weather. Miami has nice weather, too.
Maybe his woman wanted to live there. I don't know.
Nice weather. A lame excuse.
I mean, compared to Buffalo, if I'm an old man, I'd rather play indoors in Arizona than outside in Buffalo or in Green Bay when it gets cold.
Yeah, I guess so. Speaking of Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers.
I'm so glad he's not in Nashville. Whew. Bullet dodged.
Whatever. Titans fans wanted him. You know they did.
Not me. Some did.
They did, though.
Some chase everybody. Some want every free agent that ever hits the market that they've ever heard of. Some people are wanting DeSean Jackson.
Bring in Alshon Jeffrey. He'll be our goal line guy.
There you go. Just as good as Corey Davis, right?
Yeah, yeah. 2 years, $31 million. He got paid. He chased the bag. Good for him. He gets to be with his boy D-Hop.
He does. Aaron Rodgers has donated $1 million to help 80 small, locally owned businesses in his hometown of Chico and all of Butte County, California. How about A-Rod giving back a little bit?
Wait, what'd he do?
Donate $1 million, $1 million, to help 80 small locally owned businesses in California, over in Cali.
Good for him. Not Wisconsin? I mean, I know he's from.
He's from Cali.
I know he's from Cali, but like.
I guess he just left Green Bay out of the loop.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he makes his money in Wisconsin, but either way.
Speaking of the Packers, did you guys see the story of the Sun losing the Super Bowl II ring?
No.
Yeah, so we had the son of a former Green Bay Packer says he is heartbroken after losing his father's Super Bowl II ring, and he's offering $5,000 reward for its return. I feel like he should offer a little bit more, right? I mean, how much is a Super Bowl II ring worth? It's got to be worth a lot.
I would say it's actually not that nice of a ring. It's probably just more for memorabilia's sake. I mean, I guess somebody could maybe sell it to a collector for more, but
yeah.
I wouldn't imagine there'd be a lot of like diamonds or anything nice in it. It's probably just a very basic ring. But again, if like a collector wanted it, you know, maybe. Who is it from?
It is
any name you've ever heard?
Ron Kostelnik. Kostelnik.
Name I've ever heard.
No. Like, do you know? I was about to say name anybody other than
nobody.
Bart Starr from Super Bowl II.
Like, that's about it. Yeah.
Right. But he said he was wearing the ring, took it off, and stored it in the car's console, and now it is gone.
What?
See you later.
What an idiot.
Stored it in the console and lost it?
It's what he says. He said he put it in the console and then nowhere to be found. I only made one stop at a BP gas station.
Mm.
Tough break. Super Bowl II ring. You don't think it's worth anything?
A collector would pay
something. Like I said, a collector would probably pay more than $500 for it, but like you can't pay $2,000 for the reward if it's not worth. I mean, I don't know. Maybe if your dad's. I mean, maybe he doesn't have the money. I mean, I don't know.
Either way, moving on in the NFL as well, we had Alex Smith. Washington is expected to part ways with Alex Smith in the next couple of days. So Alex will be a free agent after winning comeback player of the year. So what do you guys make Alex Smith? Anybody gonna sign him? What do you make of this past year for Alex? winning comeback player of the year, do you think he deserved to at least just get re-signed, be a backup, be like minimum, veteran minimum on some team? I mean,
oh, yeah, sure. I mean,
he's a comeback player. Great story. Inspiration.
If I'm Alex Smith, I don't want to be a backup.
He ain't going to be a starter.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I would just retire and right off into the sunset, knowing I took my team to the playoffs.
I accomplished something coming back from this leg injury. I played football again. Yeah. Woo-hoo.
Go hang out with Josh Gordon, Johnny Manziel in the fun league.
Yeah.
What do you make of Josh Gordon joining the fan-controlled whatever it is?
Let him stay in shape for the XFL next year, I guess.
Yeah, you think that's honestly what this is?
I don't know what else he'd be doing. He can't be making much money, although, hell, he might need some money. So, I mean, any job might be good.
Sure they don't have any drug rules there.
Was he not, like, pretty close to coming back to the NFL at one point?
Yeah, he relapsed again, yeah.
And it's just, like, over? You think he's just giving up on that? Is it?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know if Johnny's the best person to be hanging with, but hey-o.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. What did you guys make of the everybody supporting Tiger yesterday? Everybody wearing red and black. Yeah, it was really cool moment. Tiger was pretty touched by it as well. He came out with a little quote talking about, you know, just how grateful all that. Not going to read the whole quote, but pretty cool moment. Pretty cool for golf. Everybody repping the
cool
red.
To see Colin saying something.
And my boy coming through with the win.
Yeah, there you go. What'd you think about that?
I think he's a stud. It's my guy.
Didn't you call him a young Tiger at one point?
I did. Wins for Tiger.
I think I said that.
Yeah. Please note I was hating this, because I don't think it's that. It made some people mad. I don't know if he's actually a young Tiger.
It did not make anybody mad.
Yeah, some people are like, well, that's disrespectful. But shout out to Morikawa for winning on Tiger Weekend.
He's just consistent, and that's why you get a pull for him.
I got three guys in mistakes. Golf. My other guy finished second. Not Brooks, but Hovland. Hovland's my other guy. I like Hovland.
Victor? Yeah.
And then
the Burger
Bryson. I love Bryson's my guy. I love Bryson and Morikawa.
You're like the only guy that likes Bryson. Nobody likes that guy.
It's tough.
College football, we had some big news, guys. North Dakota State. That winning streak is over. 39 games. Hadn't lost in 1,212 days. Finally got snapped as they lost to, who was it, Southern Illinois, wasn't it?
Yes, the Salukis.
The Salukis.
Yeah.
So, is this...
that word.
Is this big news to you guys? Did you guys care about the 39-game winning streak for North Dakota State, FCS? Yes. That's a pretty long streak.
Pretty impressive.
How do you think Trey Lance is feeling after ditching his team and they finally lose? You think he feels a little bad?
He's laughing his way to the bank.
I couldn't care less.
Such it's the third downer. Longest winning streak in Division I history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Behind sure Oklahoma in the 60s or whatever.
Division I. Let's put
hey, they're considered Division I.
Know, but they're not what we consider Division I.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I get it.
What was the other team, Draven? Besides Oklahoma, does it say?
No.
Okay.
No.
Oklahoma was the second one. I don't know what the other one was.
39 games.
Division I.
Hey, they probably got more D1 wins than like Kansas does in the past 5 years. Some of those low-level teams.
That's true. That is true.
You know who now has the longest active streak in college football?
Not Tennessee.
Remember when Tennessee had the second longest one last year?
Yeah, that was so funny.
Longest active streak is Alabama, probably.
You got that one right, Hayden. Another notch on the old belt for Alabama. Longest streak. 14 games currently. That was... pretty fun, huh? Good times when we had that streak.
Good times.
Man.
Good old days.
Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We'll talk some college football. Pretty interesting story. Some updates to an ongoing story that's going to see a college football power continue to struggle and make a job a lot tougher on their new coach. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. As we continue to watch the downfall of a once proud program. No, not Tennessee, as Hayden thought, although I guess we're kind of dealing with a similar issue as to what Texas is dealing with. But there was, a Freedom of Information request that uncovered Texas and what's been going on this past year with the eyes of Texas. You know, we've kind of talked about this story a lot in terms of the players not wanting to stand for the song, thinking it had racial undertones because it was used in a lot of minstrel songs, minstrel shows. It was a Robert E. Lee battle cry or a Robert E. Lee saying in terms of talking about how the eyes of Texas were upon you. So the black players like, we don't really like it. We don't really want to stand with it. to which that made all the boosters mad. And Texas Tribune, I guess, ran a request and got a whole bunch of emails from a lot of mad people threatening to take money back, boycott Texas. They said from June to late October, they received the president of Texas received 300 emails roughly, and said nearly 70% of people were just people demanding that the school keep playing it. 75 big boosters emailing, reportedly, saying they're not going to give the school any more money.
Mm.
And just kind of giving you a look inside the thought, the battle, I guess, that Texas was having to do. And a lot of, there were some pretty cringy emails included in that.
Mm-hmm.
Racially charged.
People get so defensive over the dumbest stuff. It's a song, bro.
I was about to say, how important is this?
Well, to these people in Texas, they were very, it was very important.
I know. It's just baffling to me how, I don't know. It's weird.
Did you guys even know about this song before this controversy came out? Because I really didn't.
No, I'm not a Texas fan. I mean, I knew that they had the I've been working on a railroad, sound, from playing NCAA football. And that, the Eyes of Texas is to the I've been working on a railroad tune. So, I've heard it, but I didn't never hear the lyrics of it.
Yeah, I knew they had the song, but, I didn't know, the background and history behind it either.
Sure.
I didn't know that, but.
Which, I mean, now I know it. It's become a story this year, but all these Texas people are like, no, we hear what you're saying, and we reject the hypothesis. And it's become political, as one emailer writes in, which I do kind of wish they wouldn't have redacted these names.
Oh, yeah. Just let it fly.
Texas Texas did them all favors by pulling their names back on all these emails when they released it. But I do not support UT anymore, even though my family has three generations of graduates, because it has become a bastion of far liberal indoctrination and only teaches one point of view, liberalism. Sorry. But it is clear at UT that white male is the white male is totally screwed unless you are quote woke.
Entirely screwed, huh?
Entirely screwed unless you are woke. The white male has it bad.
Down bad.
We do know that the white male. Another one wrote in less than 6% of our this one they didn't take his name back. This was Larry Wilkinson.
Ah, Larry.
A donor who graduated in 1970. He wanted you to know who the hell he is. Less than 6% of our current student body is black. The tail cannot be allowed to wag the dog. And the dog must instead stand up for what is right. Nothing forces those students to attend UT Austin. Encourage them to select an alternate school now.
Oof. It's wild that people like that just got money. People like that just running things behind the scenes
especially
everywhere.
Not, ain't that weird in Texas?
Oh, I know, but.
Ain't that weird in Texas? But that brings me to my point. Tennessee is going to deal with this a little bit. I don't know if it's going to become as big of an issue as it is in Texas right now. But, we haven't really discussed it, but the Tennessee lawmakers, some of the Republicans that proposed that bill about punishing players who do not stand for the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
From the ETSU thing.
ETSU and Lady Vols. Lady Vols, if you just go read their Facebook comments now, you'll have some people on there mad about them. They've had, they have not kneeled for the anthem. They've stayed in the locker room for the anthem.
Yeah, the game that I went to. They play the national anthem while both teams are in the locker room.
Yeah.
Which is not complete opposite of the men.
Right.
So
I guess the Lady Vols are like, hey, we're not going to stand for it. Some members, and then maybe Kelly made the decision, well, we won't put you out there making you do that. We're not going to make you, so we're just staying in the locker room. I don't know, but there's been some people mad about that. And then, ETSU's men's basketball team has kneeled during the national anthem, which led Tennessee lawmakers to try to put a rule in that you have to stand or else you'll get punished. And I've seen some, that might hurt Tennessee in recruiting. With Texas, Texas, I don't know if you guys have noticed, Texas is already struggling in recruiting.
Yeah.
Especially in state.
Oh, yeah, especially in state. They got one player in the top 31 in Texas last year, according to 247.
Mm-hmm.
One player.
Yep.
In the top 32. They got the second best player in the country, or in the state. They got him. Jatavion Sanders. He was the number two player in the country. Mm-hmm. Jatavion Sanders. Denton, Texas, number one player, number one athlete, I guess, in the state. Number 12 player nationally, number two player in the state. He went there. That was it when it came to players. Like I said, I had to scroll all the way down to number 26 on the composite, number 35 on 247.
And you're right about the recruiting stuff. Like, you know, that guy mentioned the percentage of the student population, stuff like that. Well, go look at the percentage of the football team. You want the football team to be good? Okay, and it's not like, it's just a fact that the majority of the players that are coming out of the high school that you're trying to get to your program are black. It's just the way it is. Like,
just for comparison's sake, Texas A&M got six players in the top 20 in the state.
Mm. Getting smoked by a little brother over there, huh, Texas?
Well, Texas A&M is like, hey, you know, we kind of got some weird stuff going over here, but like, hey, Texas, they're the bad guys. We're the progressive school, which is kind of weird because I would never thought of Texas A&M as the progressive school, but they've been able to say like, hey, come on to us, which, it, you know, if you're a Tennessee fan, you kind of need this to fix because talking about getting, you know, top-level players, Alabama has four of their top 17 guys, three of their top 10 guys. Like, Alabama able to go in there and get whoever they want out of Texas isn't good for us. Like, it would be nice if, you know, some of those five stars from Texas didn't come to Alabama. They got the number one player in the state, an offensive lineman, Tommy Brockemeyer, and the number five player in the state, Kamara Wheaton, a running back.
But if you're looking just through the lens like the national anthem, wouldn't the national anthem be like, more like prevalent at Texas A&M with like the military,
But like Texas wasn't like not doing the national anthem. This is about their fight song. This is about the eyes of Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
Tennessee is the national anthem.
Okay.
Texas, they're trying to play their fight song that is like steeped in like old Texas minstrel shows.
I'm curious.
Like the Texas really Rangers coming to get you.
I'm curious. Is Sarkisian what side is he on? Because he started out.
He came in. The first thing he said when he got hired was, "We're going to play the odds of
Texas."
Yeah. He is going to have to.
He knows the donors. Like, the donors are going to be hammering him if he doesn't.
Well,
if he didn't.
Probably part of the agreement.
Well, no, I said that was probably the second or third question they asked him. Hey, Devonta Smith, you think you can get some guys like him here? Your office is pretty nice at Alabama. You think you can get it to come here? Okay, cool. How do you feel about the odds of Texas? And they're like, oh, I got a black wife. It's fine. I'll be able to relate to the players. Sarkisian's like, yeah, we'll do it. I'll make the players realize I'm on their side, though. Don't worry about it.
Oldest trick in the book.
But I mean, like, I don't know if, like, Sarkisian's offense will be enough because, like, Herman, you know, he wasn't great offensively at Texas. You know, kind of was just saddled with Sam Ehlinger. And, like, they couldn't really run a real offense. Unger wasn't good enough at passing. He was basically just a knockoff Tebow. And they didn't have a Percy Harvin. So, like, maybe Sarkisian can overcome it. But, like I said, if I'm Texas A&M, I feel great about, like, my position as the progressive school somehow in the state of Texas. But if you're Sarkisian, yeah, like, that's the thing. Like, it's not that much different than what we say here at Tennessee about, you know, our situation with the boosters and everything. But Texas boosters, there's a lot more of them. They got a lot more money. Like, we have a couple boosters that everyone knows the names of, right, that you talk about calling shots and, like, a power struggle. But, like, Texas got a whole bunch of them. Except there's no power struggle here. It's like, hey, Texas comes first, not the players.
They got crazy money going on down there with that new Herman's Bio. Have you seen that new basketball arena they're building too?
Oh,
it's
no.
It's huge.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, like this cycle, Texas finished, like I said, 16th in recruiting. And I realized, you know, you had a coach get fired. So maybe that hurts a little bit. Like I said, Texas A&M came in at number 7. If you're looking ahead to next year, Texas is currently number 4. We'll see how it shakes out whenever more people come in. But they did lose their number one player in the state. to Ohio State, a white quarterback, so no racial component there.
Yep.
Maybe Sarkisian can flip him back. I don't know. But just something to keep an eye on with Tennessee as well, because like I said, lawmakers trying to put rules in to demand players do certain things for the national anthem.
How would they even enforce that? Like, what's going to be the penalty if players still don't cooperate with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like, I feel like you can't really do this, right? Like, I feel like this process is a lot harder than it's going to sound.
It says in the Tennessean article I'm reading about the Tennessee rule that it would not be without precedent for Tennessee Republicans to vote to pull funding from a public university.
Wow.
The legislature has done so in recent years, including for a diversity office and for explicit sexual education programming at UT. So, like, sex week or whatever got defunded. Because it was drawing, like, national news for how dirty it was, the name of the classes a couple years ago. You remember those?
Yep.
Were you guys in school when that happened?
Yeah.
I don't think I was.
Okay. Yeah, I was when it, like, started.
What year was that?
Like, it ended, like, 2 years ago, so I didn't know if you'd be a freshman or not. Maybe even 3 years ago. I don't know. I'm getting old, but there was, like...
Yeah, see, I don't think so. It was probably the year before I got there. Okay. Draven was there.
Billy says, quote, "It's a bad idea to protest in the midst of a national anthem."
It's a song.
"The First Amendment is an important part of our Constitution, but I don't think it's the best time," he says. It's like if you got your governor saying that.
But haven't have these teams, like ETSU, and you brought up the Lady Vols as well, they've been doing this all year, I'm assuming, right? They haven't been.
Well, ETSU just started did it just one, like, game out of the blue, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
And it just, like, snapped. Like, they hadn't played at home in a while, and they played at home, and then just it went bad. I mean, they've had a lot of protests on campus this week when I was at home and stuff, yeah.
In favor of them or against the players?
Oh, in favor, yeah.
Well, see, that's the thing is, I mean, like, colleges are going to be more liberal.
The ones I've seen have been for. I don't know if there has been any against. I'm sure.
I'd imagine there's a pretty big disconnect in Johnson City between supporting the players and supporting the national anthem, like between the guys on campus versus the fans.
Yeah,
I would say that is going to be an argument. Just like there was in the Texas student body versus everyone else in Texas saying, "We're playing the damn eyes of Texas."
You think Heupel needs to get a kind of ahead of this and kind of have, like, not a stance, but I feel like he has to kind of be on his side a little bit. Like, you got to be for the players, right, in this situation, I would think.
I don't know. It's a good question. I would say that yeah, I mean, what was the protocol this year, Hayden, at home games for the national anthem? Yeah, I mean, like, is it just was everyone out there, like, standing, or have they ran through the tee before?
It's been a while
since I've been to a home game.
I'm pretty sure they play the national anthem when the Pride's walking down the field and they put up the USA thing.
So before, like, you run out of the tee,
yeah,
right?
Before they split the
tee. So in the locker room, basically?
I'm pretty sure that's the way they've always done it.
I think so, too. Like I said, it's been a while since I've been to a home game.
I know the NFL does it while the players are on the field, obviously, but I don't know many colleges.
There's no run through the tee there, yeah, so I mean.
I don't know many colleges who do it while the players are on the field.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Maybe for, like, TV purposes or something like that. Kinda.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, back on the program. I guess since we're talking Tennessee recruiting and all this stuff, Cam, your boy, Sam Horn.
Yeah.
My pick for quarterback once Ty Simpson said, "Hey, I'm good."
Do we actually have an offer extended to him? Because it makes me think we didn't.
Well, I think we had an offer extended for him, Cam, but I think it was a case of hurt feelings and not feeling important. Some of the quotes I read about it was basically, like, from Sam's parents that were basically like, "Don't blame Josh Heupel. He did the best he could in the 2 weeks." It was basically this bridge was burned with the last coaching staff. It was like basically like they didn't want Sam.
Makes sense.
You know, basically Missouri's been after him hard for a year and prioritized him, and Josh Heupel they said did the best he could, although, like, I think on Friday, wasn't it a story that, like, he had just started following Sam Horn on Twitter?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I guess how people are like, oh, we're not getting Ty Simpson because Josh Heupel started following another quarterback on Twitter. Like, it wasn't that kind of the story.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can only say, like, yeah, he did so much. And I know that that sounds, like, foolish to probably most people. Like, get over it. Like, your coach didn't follow you on Twitter. But, if, like, if you're trying to recruit and prioritize somebody,
yeah,
probably should have been one of the first things you did, you know, when you got here.
It's
like
a better situation if somebody actually, like, wants you there than if they're just like, eh, we don't have anybody else. Come on down.
Yeah, I mean, again, especially when it's on Ty Simpson's announcement day. Like, you prioritize Ty Simpson. That's fine. Like, in-state guy. Mm-hmm. To me, with the, you know, the benefit of hindsight, you should have been talking to both.
Yeah, and I think it would have been really easy, too, to, like, figure out the backstory of it. He had, like, Tennessee ties to the extent that, like, you know, that they used to go to games,
yeah,
and Tennessee fans. Like, I think that would have been pretty easy to link that together and be like, okay, this guy would want to come here, well, if we put some time into him.
Well, not only that, Cam, but, like, at a certain point, maybe you have to say that you, like, look, on one hand, we are competing against Alabama and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, we're competing against Eli Drinkwitz.
Yep.
Yeah, Missouri. Like, that maybe too. Let's just push that in. Although, maybe he doesn't love Sam Horn as a prospect. I don't know. Like, Tennessee quickly moved on to another guy.
Two other guys.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I mean, like, Tennessee probably feels like they'll still be able to find a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But it was a gut punch for some that your quote-unquote fallback plan said, you know what, I'm actually going to go with someone who loves me and has been telling me they want me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't blame him. Can't blame the family doing what's, you know, good for them, for sure.
It is tough, though, that in, you know, a three-day span, you lost two guys who were, quote-unquote, Tennessee fans growing up.
Yeah, it seems to always happen that way for us. we seem to burn a lot of bridges, is what it seems like, as far as the people that are interested in coming here. But, and I feel like those are the kind of guys you want. I don't know, like, I know, it seems like the kind of guys that would be willing to put in more work for you at your program if it's a place that they grew up like, oh, yeah, this is, like, my favorite school.
Like you would think so. And, like, yeah, you know, I know a lot of people feel that way to the extent where some are like, you know, if you listen to some of the drive callers on the G3 Help Me Hotline, they think you just take every local kid and let them come here and play.
Yeah, when I don't
let them have it their way. Yeah. Our starting wide receiver would have been Draven Fine.
Mm-hmm.
Just a good old Jeffco boy who loves the ball.
Yes, sir.
According to some of the calls, they wanted to just have those guys out there. But, like, it does hurt when they're four stars that have, you know, high rankings. Now, you know, we did talk about with Sam Horn. It's not like you were fighting off elite schools for him.
Yeah.
Like, we'll see how good he ends up being.
And, I mean, it's still like, what's it, like, he's got another year of high school. Like, sure, he can get some more offers in, and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's 100% fine. Like, he might not end up at Missouri, or he might get offered by some bigger schools and blow up this year, you know, going into his senior year. That is very possible.
Yep.
I'm not going to pretend I know if he's going to be good or not, or Ty Simpson. Like I said, some people don't think Ty Simpson's going to be good or not just because of his competition. Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to know. I'm not a high school quarterback evaluator. But 3 days, really a two-day span, you lost two guys that you should have had a really good in on. You should have gotten at least one of them, and you lose both of them.
Yeah. Is Missouri that much more appealing than us as of right now?
That's what I mean. Like, I mean, I don't
think about it. Like, if there's two girls, they look the same, but one's actually like putting in the effort to try and get with you. Like, which way are you gonna lean? You know,
some people like the chase.
I was about to say, I like the one that got away, the one that's hard to get.
Yeah, some people like the chase. I don't know if that's a good.
Hey, but if she disrespect the other one, disrespected you a little bit.
Yeah, some
you're gonna
like that too.
I was about to say. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
well, Draven's question is, do they look the same right now? Because
I think,
you know,
they may look a little worse.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is Missouri or Tennessee a better situation right now? Like, offensively, like, I don't feel like, was Missouri good offensively last year? I mean, they were fine. Like,
all right, but still better.
Better with Bazelak, but Bazelak was a freshman. I mean, like, this guy come in when he's a junior.
So. Yeah, no, I mean, I
guess
know,
sophomore,
like,
next year.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know, like. I know Tennessee looked awful last year, Cam, but, like, you know, you might look at, like, UCF's offenses and fall in love with the numbers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to put up stats, like, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But it, you know, going back, ideally you would have a bunch of talented guys who love your school.
Yeah, yeah.
Or at least, like, understand, like, the school. Like, I go back to the quotes from, like, Austin Pope's exit interview where he's basically like, I love Tennessee. I hate that I have to leave here. Some guys here don't appreciate the tea, don't respect the tea, don't want to work here for the people, blah, blah, blah. Like, I do think if you had a whole bunch of guys that were wired that way with maybe a little bit more talent, no disrespect to Austin Pope, but like a local kid is like a 3-star. Yeah. I mean, not like a stub. Like if you get some 4-stars and 5-stars from Tennessee, who love Tennessee, like the Jalen Hurds of the world. Like Todd Kelly's and Derek Barnett's, like those guys, like Juwan Jennings, those guys did come here and work pretty hard. Now, I know Jalen Hurd ended up leaving, and some people might not like it, but he played really hard for the 3 years he was here, or two and a half of them at least.
Yeah, it would be nice to get like a, you know, 4-star quarterback that grew up going to Tennessee games and knows a little bit about the program.
For sure. Like but, you would, and, you know, or 5-star in Ty Simpson's case, like either one of those, and you went 0 for 2.
Yep.
That's a gut punch. I don't know, like I said, how much you can blame Josh Heupel being here for, you know, a month and a half.
And like you said, if Pruitt did already kind of burn the bridges, he's fighting an uphill battle for sure.
And, like, it'll be one of those things, like, hey, it's not over till signing day. Just keep calling, and maybe they'll answer the phone, and maybe you put something on film the first month of the season that makes them really second-guess themselves. Like, all those cliche things will be said, and who knows? Maybe it'll be true. Maybe it's not. Maybe Caden Salter or... You know, Harrison Bailey looked awesome this year, and you're not even worried about a quarterback in the class of 2022.
Yeah.
And maybe if you go out and you get Arch Manning in the class of 2023, it'll all be okay.
Hey.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Peyton's nephew, come on down. Like, talk about somebody who knows about running through the tee.
Yeah, and losing to Florida.
And losing to Florida. But, hey, that's fine. Arch is going to right the wrongs of his uncle. Speaking of which, Art Gilbert looked around and said, hey, I don't know if I like this new quarterback. This seemed a lot cooler when Kyle Trask was there. Yeah. Emory Jones don't look to be throwing the ball very good. I'm out of there.
Is that what happened?
I mean, I don't know if that's actually how it happened. I don't know what's going on with Art Gilbert. I'm not going to pretend to, but he probably was like, hey.
I thought it was a great situation.
Is it a great situation? I mean, I don't
know. Yeah,
I don't
I'm pretty sure it is.
I just saw someone tweet that he had a lot going on in his life right now.
Yeah.
So it's not a surprise, but like maybe what's going on in life is like he can't get cleared. I don't know.
Yeah.
Be fun watching that guy in JUCO.
Well, that's just what people were saying that because he said in his tweet that he wasn't announcing until he was already enrolled. So it seems like he kind of announced and couldn't get in.
Oh, no, I don't think that was it. I think that was him saying basically like, I don't know what I'm doing yet, so I'll just let you know when I get there type of thing.
Okay.
I mean, like I said, I didn't see anything about grades. I did see someone say he's got some personal stuff going on, so like maybe there's some family stuff and like he didn't want to – he's from Georgia, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so maybe he'll just like – that'd be an excuse to stay close to home. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he'll say he goes to Georgia or Tennessee. I don't know. But, like, I understand him. Like, not everyone's wired to be a diva. And, like, I'm not saying this guy is a diva. I'm actually saying the opposite. Like, maybe he's like, hey, this is embarrassing that I actually said I'm going to Florida and I changed my mind. So, like, I'm not going to do, like, any more top fives or, like, any more announcements. Like, I'll just show up and play ball. Like, you'll know when I'm there. That's the way I took that tweet, Hayden, was that he didn't want to, like, have to go through this process again. Because I'd be embarrassed if I was like, I'm going to Florida. And I was like, actually, no, I'm not. I'm out. Maybe that's the greatest thing, like you said, but I didn't take it that way.
Man, I hate we missed Alan Horn.
I mean, again, the timing, I'm not going to blame Heupel for, but, like, this is an issue where, like, we were worried about how he is going to recruit, and he had a guy that probably shouldn't have taken a lot of convincing, you know, if Cam is right and, like, his family loves Tennessee and all that stuff. Like, you would hope that, like, hey, I can win you back over type of thing.
Is he wanting to play baseball in college, too?
I saw someone say that. I don't know.
I could see that. He does really like baseball.
I saw someone say, like, someone replied to my tweet saying he might even play baseball, like, only, like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not going to pretend to know what his...
On his tweet that he did said committed, he did have him in a baseball uniform as well. So it was like half baseball, half football based on the pictures here.
Yeah, maybe we told him, I don't know if you can do both here. Maybe that's one of the things. It was like, I don't know. But
I'm sure Tony V told him, you're not good enough player, son.
Is Missouri baseball not good anymore?
I don't
know. Oh, okay.
I
can definitely see Jerry Pruitt telling him, like, hey, my quarterback ain't going to go play no baseball. I could definitely see that. And that being like a part of the disconnect, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, I could see that being an issue for sure.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hey, folks.
We love betting on basketball. We love the finding new player props. You can buy them all. You put them together. Boom, same game parlay bet. And you can only find them on FanDuel. We told you about it. You can take a player over under, his points, his rebounds, his assists. You can do a first basket score. Who scores the first basket? the money line, the spread, how many steals are going to get, how many three-pointers are going to make, put them all together, boom, same game parlay. And new and existing users can get up to $25 back in site credit each day if your parlay falls one leg short with same game parlay insurance. That's just one of the many reasons to bet on FanDuel Sportsbook. We like it because it's easy to use, it's easy to register. And when you win, you get paid in as little as 24 hours. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and try same game parlay. Use the promo code TALKSPORTS so you know that we sent you. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund of $25. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789. Anything from the NBA this weekend caught your attention?
Oh, man. Yesterday.
It was a great game last time.
The Kings yesterday. Holy cow. Yeah.
The Kings.
What was it, 8 points in like a minute?
RIP to Luke Walton. He's got to get fired.
He should get fired after that game. By the way, it was 8 points, and they also had two flagrant free throws. They shot right after those 8 points. They were up eight.
Nine out of ten.
Yeah, and missed a bunch of free throws. I think Fox missed both flagrant free throws. Mm-hmm. Bagley missed two free throws.
Yeah, they missed nine out of it. They had 10 free throw shots in that last minute, and they missed nine of them.
That's just embarrassing.
You tell me nobody's got a clutch gene in their – oh, my gosh.
Is the story of the NBA right now, though, the New York Knicks?
They are.
About the Knickerbockers. Man, good for them.
18-17. They are officially above 500 after beating the Pistons last night.
Good for them.
They're kind of balling. They are kind of balling.
I mean, they've won – I don't know what day officially that Derrick Rose got there, but they have won – what, four, five, six, seven of the last nine games? It's pretty good. 7-2 over the last nine games. They dropped back-to-back against Miami and then, yeah, have won seven of the last nine games. Derrick Rose helping lead these boys to the playoffs.
Yeah. Julius Randle out there balling.
Who's on a six-game win streak right now, John?
Who's on a six-game win streak right now?
Yeah.
Let's see. The Jazz lost.
Who beat the Jazz?
Let's see. Who beat the Jazz?
Yeah, who beat the Jazz? Can you tell me that?
A few teams.
Who did beat the Jazz?
Hmm.
They had a no-show against the Clippers, right? The Clippers, right? Yeah, the Clippers beat the Jazz.
Yeah.
I was talking about on Friday.
They played on Friday? Who'd they play on Friday? I didn't see on Friday. I was a little busy. I had plans. Celebration.
Miami.
Oh, really? They lost to Miami?
Yeah.
Miami's been playing pretty good.
Woo! They're making the NBA Finals again, John.
I mean, what's Miami up to right now? Wow, five seed. Okay, good for them.
Back to 500. I mean, just a matter of time when Jimmy got back, and he didn't even play last night. Still dominated.
He didn't dominate. He didn't dominate. It was a pretty ugly game.
I just remember, I mean,
Giannis. What are you saying? Just go ahead and say it. Smiley, Jughead, what do you got? Go ahead and say it.
The Hawks suck. And we've been saying this
all
season.
The Hawks are now the fourth, fifth, and sixth best players. What are they supposed to do?
Fourth, fifth, and sixth best players. The Heat didn't have their best player last night, and they still smashed
Jimmy Butler is not as good as those three put together. Jimmy Butler's not even that good.
Who are we even talking about? Bogdanovich, who hasn't played all year.
Look at Jimmy's stats against the Jazz. Look at him. Look at him real
one
quick.
One game,
it's the Jazz.
Jimmy, yeah. Well, I can't say it's the Jazz.
Good thing Donovan Mitchell's known for his elite defense.
Best player in the league.
Who's best player in the league?
Not best player in the league. Best team in the league.
Yeah. No, I didn't say it was just the Jazz. That wasn't me that said that. What did Jimmy do?
It was you.
33 points. No, that was Cam that said that.
I said Donovan Mitchell, known for his elite defense, you know.
33-10-8 by Jimmy on Friday.
33-10-8,
that was a good game. That's fine. I guarantee you the three people that was out would score more than 33 points, grab more than 10 rebounds, and more than 8 assists.
You doing a money ball approach of you or something like that?
I'm just looking at it. You're fourth, fifth, and sixth best players. That's what sucked the Hawks. The Hawks were the fourth seed whenever DeAndre Hunter got hurt.
Yeah, it would be nice to have DeAndre Hunter in the game instead of Solomon Hill.
Yeah.
I would rather have DeAndre Hunter instead of Solomon Hill and Tony Snell running out there.
Yeah, two top 10 picks or Tony Snell and Solomon Hill. I don't know.
Cam Reddish at?
He's hurt, too. Everybody's hurt.
We have three starters out.
What's the
best ability? Or two starters and our six man out.
I was about to say, that's a good question, Hayden.
The best ability is availability. They don't have any right now. I'm not arguing on their behalf. I'm just saying.
I just remember at the beginning of this year, number three seed Hawks, maybe two seed. I mean, maybe two seed.
I never said two. I said four.
But before the Harden trade, you said two. You said two before the Harden trade. Yes, you did.
I want to say you thought two.
1,000% you said two seed.
I'm not listening to this guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Find it.
You said the Tennessee behind the 76ers.
Find it.
I will not take slander from bandwagon fans. That is the last thing I will do.
Bandwagon fan.
Yeah. How many times have you been to Miami, my man?
I've never been to
exactly,
Miami.
Exactly. Yeah, get out of here.
I will say it doesn't necessarily make you a bandwagon fan, but like you started rooting for them when they won the championship.
And they won the championship.
Right.
The first one, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's the definition of bandwagon.
They won a championship.
The genesis of it, but I've been through some bad years, John.
I didn't hear you talk about the Heat at all the first like 3 weeks of the season.
Mm-hmm.
We were resting.
How many games you watch this year?
People out. What?
How many games have you watched this year?
All the national televised games and last night's game that I watched on crack streams.
Okay. What's that, like five?
I wanted to see the beatdown.
It was a tie game with 2 minutes left.
I said 2 minutes pretty important, John.
The last 2 minutes are very important. That is fine.
It's the only time they play defense in the NBA.
I'm just not calling it a beatdown. Again, 4th, 5th, and 6th best players out. What do you mean do? What do you mean do? Go down to Atlanta and suit up myself?
I'd love to see that, actually. Yeah. I'd love to see that.
You might have scored some points in the last 2 minutes.
I would. Me down low, the way John Collins and Clint Capella was balling, I probably would have scored. Yeah. It's Trey, man. I'm so sick of Trey.
Trade him.
Yep.
It's Tom.
Yep.
What's the odds of his MVP candidacy?
They really just need to fire Lloyd Pierce is what they need to do.
Was it Dark Horse? Dark Horse MVP over here? Man.
He was a decent bet for the odds.
Yeah.
I think you got to make an All-Star game before you make MVP talks, right, Hayden?
Yeah.
Don't you need to pull up your Cavs record? What are you talking about over here?
Rebuilding. They've actually won 3 straight, by the way.
Have they?
Yeah.
They beat the Hawks.
They did.
We're without our 4th, 5th, and 6th best players, guys, okay?
We still beat the Celtics in the series. I'll take that.
You're without Celtics. Washed up Rondo and Bogdanovich. Congrats. That's why they're 14-20.
I'm not counting Rondo. I was Hunter, Reddish, and Bogdanovich. 2 starters and our 6th man.
You know how good DeAndre Hunter was playing before he went out? DeAndre Hunter
was
great.
2 of our starters and our 6th man. Okay? That's it. I mean, we don't have, like, some big margin for error here. I understand that. But when you lose 2 starters and you're 6th man, you're going to struggle.
Are y'all even in the playoffs anymore?
No, we're the 11th seed right now because we...
Dang. The Heat were 13. They're already at 5.
Well, that's the thing.
How close everything is.
Well, that's the thing is we're still not that far out. You know, if we get healthy, it would still be fine, the way I look at it. But, again, you're not going to survive playing without your 4th, 5th, and 6th best players. I'm sorry. You're just not.
Maybe we should watch a game together tomorrow.
They play again tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah. In Atlanta?
No. They only play Atlanta once this year. It's in April.
Why do we keep having to do that? We had to play 2 in Boston, 1 in Atlanta, and we're going to play 2 in Miami, 1 in Atlanta?
Yeah. The league's conspiring against us.
Somehow.
And the bad news is that that's the last place
they
want
play
them.
They play 2 in Boston. Ooh.
They're good
this year.
That's the last place I want to have to spend an extra day if I'm a young team is down in Miami. I don't know if they're not going to come out ready to go the next game either.
You're already laying the groundwork, aren't you?
Well, no, I'm just saying that. It's a good home court advantage. You get a team there overnight, you go out to Club Live. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm getting at. Need to fire Lloyd Pierce while we're at it, by the way.
It's always his coach's fault.
What does he want me to do? Like, pretend everything's fine? Like, would it make you better if I just say, oh, it's fine, just a slump? Like, I can't give any type of explanations here. I can't talk about how the team is broken. I'm saying we suck. I'm saying how we could fix it.
We still have, like, 4 weeks
minimum. I just don't think the team's very good, and you're trying to make excuses for them playing bad.
Okay, I don't think you could take the 4th, 5th, and 6th best players off of very many teams and still be good, Hayden. I think that's a pretty common take in sports. Mm-hmm. Like, you saw happened to the Lakers when they lost Anthony Davis, right?
He wasn't their 4th, 5th, and 6th best player.
I know, it was only one guy. And you see how much it changed them. It was only one guy. I mean, we don't have an Anthony Davis or LeBron James either. Like, your whole excuse for the Heat struggling this year is that your guys are hurt. Like, I don't understand how that's okay for Jimmy Butler and Tyler Hero, but not okay for 4th, 5th, and 6th best guys of another team.
That's like the number 1 and number 4 player.
Okay. I mean, it's still fine. It's still 3 guys versus 2. And the coach stinks. Like, I'm sitting here telling you what's wrong with the team. And Trae Young is making bad decisions, almost to the point where I think he's trying to get Lloyd Pierce fired. That's all I'm saying. Hour 2 in the books. Hour 3 on deck.
You're watching the game, and you see another ad for